The next question is, why does your customer buy? What benefits or advantages does he perceive in purchasing your product or service? Now, who or what is your competitor? Who is your major competitor? Or what is your major competitor? In some cases, our major competitor is the ignorance of the market. People do not know that your product is available, or they do not know that the product is available of the quality and price that you have to offer. That may be your major competitor. That may be your major obstacle to selling. But then again, it may be another competitor. It may be that people are buying something else to replace your product, or there's somebody else selling exactly your same product and they're buying that. Who is your competitor? All decisions with regard to sales and marketing have to be made in consideration of what you're competing against. Selling, in some respects, is similar to warfare. Decisions in warfare are always made in consideration of what the enemy is doing. And considerations in selling are always taken in consideration of what your competitors or your competition is doing. Now, this is the key question, and it's, what is your competitive advantage? Where do you have an advantage over your competitors? What is your area of excellence in your product or service? What is your unique selling feature? What do you have to offer that nobody else has to offer? Because this is invariably the key reason why people will buy your product over a competitor's, and this is the key to developing an effective sales presentation. You must know clearly and unequivocally so that somebody could wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and shake you and say, why is your product better than anybody else's? And you could say, it's better because of this. And you could say instantly, you know exactly the reason where your product stands out above all other products. It does something that other products don't do, or you offer something that other products or other services other companies don't offer. But what is it that is unique and special about your product or service? Nobody is going to buy your product just because it's as good as anybody else's. They will always buy your product because there is something unique about it that makes it better in their eyes and for their purposes and for their needs than any other product in the market. And your key job is to identify that unique selling feature, that competitive advantage that sets you head and shoulders above anybody else, and build your sales presentation around that. Let me give you an example. I had a young man come up to me who sells electrical supplies not long ago. And he was one of 10 companies that sold electrical supplies, and they all bought their supplies from the same suppliers. They all sold them at the same prices, and they all sold them to the same customers, and they were selling in a depressed market. He said, how can I develop a unique selling feature or a competitive advantage? And I said, I don't think it's possible. Based on what he had told me, what he was selling was something that anybody could buy anywhere else at the same price and the same quality and the same terms, and there was no unique selling feature. I said that in a situation like that, if you don't have the exclusive right to a particular market or a particular product or a particular service, then you will never be able to achieve high levels of success because your customers can always get the same thing from a variety of other places identically. So what you have to do is think very seriously of selling something that has something special or unique about it, and especially something special or unique that you can get excited about. Something special or unique that you really consider to be important and that you can become enthusiastic about in telling customers about it. An example of a unique selling feature is IBM. IBM has a slogan throughout the company, at every level, throughout the world, and it is IBM means service. Which means that when we think about IBM, we think about a product that will be properly serviced no matter what goes wrong with it, don't we? And we know that customers will pay a premium for IBM products because one of their greatest needs, the benefits that they seek, is that once they've bought the product, they want to be sure that it's going to continue running, that they're not going to be stuck with a lemon. And IBM stands four square, $1 billion a year behind service. So we'll pay 50% more, even 100% more, for an IBM product that will do the same job because of that particular unique benefit. For example, in Southern California, another example of a unique benefit, back in the early 50s, they were trying to introduce Smirnoff vodka. And they had a terrible time. It was selling number 19 amongst distilled liquors in the United States. And they changed advertising agencies two or three times, and they still could not get people to try vodka because most people in the US and Canada considered vodka to be a foreign drink, an alien drink, if you like, a Russian drink. So they tried and they tried and they tried. Finally, after about the sixth advertising agency, one of the copywriters sat down and studied vodka and studied the qualities or characteristics of the drink to try to determine what about it was unique, what was different from other distilled liquors. And he found it very soon, it was, that you could drink vodka and people would not be able to smell it on your breath. So he came up with an advertising line. Actually, he came up with two. The first one was Smirnoff Vodka, ... It leaves you breathless. And the second one was Smirnoff Vodka, ... It takes your breath away. Smirnoff Vodka went from less than $19 million of sales in 1954 to over $100 million of sales in 1956 and is over $1 billion in sales now. And there are over 50 companies selling vodka on the tails, if you like, of Smirnoff Vodka because it's been one of the most successful distilled liquors. It's the second or third best-selling distilled liquor in the world today because everybody knows that if you want to drink at lunchtime or if you want to drink before you go home and you don't want anybody to know, you want them just to think that you're just plain stupid, instead of drunk, you can have a couple of drinks of vodka and nobody's going to know. They found the unique selling feature, and every product, I believe, if it has the ability, has that unique selling feature that if you can find it, you can so dramatically increase the amount of it that you can sell as to be beyond all belief. And this is where the focus of your creativity must be. Why do your customers buy from your competitors? How could you offset this? What benefits do your customers perceive in buying from your competitors? Why do they select your competitors' products over yours? And how can you offset this? What can you do to undermine that benefit or to make your benefits appear to be greater or more important than what your competitors can offer?